Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and as you've been hearing on the news, two former associates of New York City comptroller and mayoral hopeful John Liu were convicted yesterday of a straw donor scheme to illegally raise campaign funds. The jury took just 7 hours to come to a verdict after a two-week trial. Our own City Hall reporter, Bridget Bergen, has been in the courtroom and following this case closely and joins us now. Hey, Bridget.
Good morning.
So both Jenny Hu and Oliver Pan were convicted yesterday. Explain the illegal straw donor scheme that they've been convicted of.
Right. So they were accused of bringing in, you know, big money donors and then breaking those donations up into smaller donations. So essentially it would appear that other people were giving that big chunk of money. By doing that, that put them in a better place to secure more matching funds. More donors meant more matching funds because the matching funds are only for small dollar donations. And so basically what was happening is, you know, they were bringing this in from, you know, the alleged businessmen. One of the people was an undercover FBI agent, and that money was being dispersed among folks who were going to be ultimately reimbursed for these faux contributions.
And presumably they would want to have the same amount of money appear as it came, as if it came from many smaller donors because of the city's matching fund.
Exactly.
But we, the taxpayers, I guess, in effect, are bilked by this because the city matches small contributions to candidates for office by like 6-1, right?
And that was a key part of this charge. That was what actually made this a federal crime, that, you know, they were accused. It was not just that this scheme was in place. It was that this scheme was in place and that this fraud was going to defraud the city of campaign of city matching funds that then were transferred through wire transfer. And that's what, that was the federal crime. So, you know, it was interesting that, you know, attorney for one of the defendants, Oliver Pan, never denied at any point that, yes, there was a straw donor scheme. They were bringing in this money in a way that was illegal. It just wasn't violating the law in the charge they were accused of.
And here's that lawyer for Oliver Pan, that clip that you brought back last night, where he tries to thread that needle to make that distinction.
What the government has to prove in this case, beyond a reasonable doubt, that Mr. Pan's intention, that his purpose, his conscious objective, was to obtain matching funds, to defraud the city of New York's campaign finance board of matching funds. Merely to create straw donors is not, it's not a, there's no fraud involved.
But I find that clip mystifying, I have to say, because why else would they create straw donors? Why not just have some deep-pocketed guy contribute $16,000 by himself?
You know, and while I was not in that jury room to know how they deliberated, it seems that, you know, the jury was mystified to some degree as well. The counter-argument, the alternative theory that Mr. Rockman tried to present was that, yes, the scheme was in place, but the purpose was because he was trying to arrange a meeting between this wealthy businessman who he had befriended, who he was trying to ingratiate himself to, with Mr. Liu. Now, this wealthy businessman also had a purpose that was not necessarily noble. He was trying to grease the wheels in City Hall so we could open restaurants in the future. This individual, however, was an undercover FBI agent, posing as Richard Kong, really Special Agent John Chu from Houston.
So, listeners, we don't have a lot of time for this. Our clear health cost segment took a long time to roll out. So for just a few minutes, we're going to ask you the question that our friend and Capital New York reporter Ozzie Pabra asked last night, and that is, who supported John Liu for mayor yesterday? Who doesn't support him today? So, folks, is that you? Or if you were a John Liu supporter yesterday, are you still a John Liu supporter today? Give us a call. Let's take a quick flash, completely unscientific poll on this. 212-433-WNYC. Among those of you who are either supporting or very seriously considering supporting John Liu for mayor, does this affect your judgment? 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692. This verdict is going to be appealed, as we heard
absolutely
in the reporting. But Also, to be very clear, John Liu himself, and the candidate makes this so much of a central focal point of his remarks on this, and to be fair, John Liu has not been charged or convicted.
Absolutely. And he's defended his campaign throughout the entire process, adamantly. You know, we at the forum that you hosted back in February, he pounds his fist on the table and said, put up or shut up. You know, he has never been charged. However, the implication and part of what was so interesting about the way the prosecution put on their case was in their summation, they did not just suggest that maybe he might have, you know, it was going on in the background. They said the only way for the scheme to work would be for him to have to know. He needed to know because people needed to get credit for this big dollar donation.
The donor, if he's going to get what he's hoping to get from city policy, from city expenditures.
Exactly. John Liu needs to know who it is.
But, you know, honestly, I'm not convinced of that argument because hypothetically, if somebody was legally bundling, if somebody really did go out and get 1,000 people in his community to donate $250 each, or, you know, hundreds of people who work for his business empire or whatever the thing is, if he legitimately bundled and then he delivered these bundles to the candidate, he would still get the same credit, wouldn't he?
Well, the defense team made a really interesting point, which was, you know, this investigation has gone on for a long time and they played all this footage, you know, of these conversations where this scheme was hatched. Like, we know this scheme happened. But in one of the tapes at a fundraising event in August, this undercover agent actually is, you know, having a meeting with John Liu and theoretically could have asked him, you know, something that would have implicated Mr. Liu in the scheme. And the defense said he never asked him that. So their suggestion was, if you had this opportunity and you could have gotten evidence that he was aware that the scheme was happening, why didn't you try and get it? And there was no answer for that.
So it's almost as a journalist, you got to be skeptical of prosecutors as well as of defense attorneys. And so if a prosecutor who's presumably been digging for evidence with which to charge John Liu cannot find evidence with which to charge John Liu, who has not been charged, and then stands up in court, in open court for reporters like you and everybody to hear and says, John Liu must have known. Well, if he must have known and you can demonstrate that he must have known, charge the guy.
What was interesting to me about the verdict itself was the split verdict on the conspiracy charge. So both Jenny Ho and Oliver Pan were charged with this conspiracy to commit wire fraud. That meant, you know, they were working with someone. You know, as you were sitting in their trial, you know, it was easy to assume that that meant the conspiracy was between the two of them. But as it was stated in the indictment and then made clear by the verdict itself, you know, Jenny was found not guilty of the conspiracy. Oliver Pan was found guilty of the conspiracy, which means that he could have been conspiring with an unnamed conspirator. Anybody in the campaign, anybody in the Western world, Erwin Rockman said, which implies that there might be their investigation is ongoing and there may be folks who are, you know, there may be evidence that the prosecutors are still trying to build against
right.
other people.
So Liu or anybody else could yet be charged.
Absolutely.
Fair enough. But to stand up in open court one more time and say John Liu must have known when he doesn't presumably need that argument to convict the defendants. It's just a political statement.
Absolutely.
At that point, during a mayoral campaign, why does he do it?
This investigation started with an investigation into the Liu campaign. And clearly, I think one could assume what was happening here was an effort to get as close to the candidate as possible. So we started with a fundraiser, and then we got a step closer with the treasurer. But we still haven't gotten the candidate himself. So, you know, were they trying to shake the tree and see what else falls loose? I can't speak for the prosecutor's office. As an observer, that's what it looks like.
All right. Our guest, Bridget Bergen, WNYC reporter, who's been covering the trial of a John Liu fundraiser and a John Liu campaign treasurer. They were both convicted yesterday in conjunction with the sham straw donor scheme with which they were charged. We'll go through some callers real quick here and get your first reactions to this and whether it affects your consideration of John Liu as a mayoral hopeful. Beverly in Washington Heights. Hi, Beverly, real quick.
Yeah, hi there, Brian. I am still liking this guy until proven guilty of anything. I do think this is always the case when there's someone that might be in contention with the top runner for the campaign, Ms. Quinn, or whoever it might be. And I really think this is unfair at this point, but this is politics and this is how it goes.
Beverly, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you. Still considering John Liu. Steve in Manhattan, hi.
Hi, Brian. I'm to the left of most of this field of candidates, and I would like very much to consider John Liu, but I must – and he may be targeted because of his left-leaning politics, but I must say that this does cause me to hesitate. I just can't abide by more scandal and corruption in office.
You don't really think the U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara said, oh, John Liu is running on a higher minimum wage and a tougher crackdown on subsidies to corporations – than the other candidates, so I'm going to go after a criminal. You don't really think he was targeted for his liberal views, do you?
Well, it certainly wouldn't be the first time that that has happened. In this case, I don't know, and I'm just not sure how to view this, mm-hmm. but it certainly causes me to hesitate.
Thank you very much. Teresa in Manhattan, you're on the air. Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
So?
I just wanted to say I think he's been unfairly targeted. I think that this is politically motivated. I will stand behind him. I have confidence in him. And I believe he's the most progressive candidate, and I think it's important to support him.
You don't think it calls into question his judgment if he's surrounding himself with people who are capable of this on his behalf?
Well, first off, a bundler, a so-called bundler or an intermediary, it's not somebody that's hired by the campaign. I have worked on campaigns and campaign finance, and these are people that they support the candidate and they say, I want to raise money. And
for their own reasons, they want to bring it. Right. That's fair enough. And the other one, though, is his campaign treasurer.
Right. She does seem to be sort of young and inexperienced. I don't know. I don't know how much he would have known about the details of the day-to-day campaign being the controller. I mean,
So you're still looking – you're looking primarily at the issues. Nothing's been proven about him, and so he's your guy as it stands
today. Absolutely.
Teresa, thank you. One more. Philip in Rego Park. Hi, Philip. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm a Chinese. I never vote for John Liu because when he first started, he always doing that. I remember went to a freshman banquet a few years ago when he was running for the councilman, and he just collected all the red envelopes. So people know that they know where the money from, and you know, so it's really a scam. And I really sorry for Jenny Liu. I think that she's scapegoat. I think that her father is working for John Liu, and I think you know she really, they really should indict her father instead of her. She's only 25. I think that she's a scapegoat.
She is very young. Philip, when you said John Liu would go to places when he was running for city council and collect the red envelopes from everybody, what? Just if I'm understanding you right, that would be legal, wouldn't it, for him to try to get donations from a lot of people in the Chinese community?
Yeah, but you don't know how much money in the envelope. I think you can't have $20, you can't have $200.
Because it's cash.
Right.
Philip, thank you. Can you donate cash?
You know, there was a really interesting part of the trial related to, you know, what role Jenny may have played. As the previous caller had mentioned, you know, did she know about the scandal or not? She was found not guilty of the conspiracy, but she was found guilty of the attempted wire fraud because she submit the paperwork. And within that paperwork are the donation cards that are filled out by the campaign. When you give a cash donation, that has to, you know, the name, address, all this information about the donor has to be contained there. And the red flag for the campaign finance board was the fact that the handwriting was the same on them. The argument that her attorney made was, in this community, this Chinese American community, you know, they have every right to donate and to be part of this campaign, but some of them may need help filling out the forms. And what the campaign finance board had said was they just needed to note that, and they hadn't. But part of their defense was she was just trying to help. It was a mistake, but it wasn't intended.
So two callers mentioned how young Jenny Hu is. This last caller said maybe it's her father who's the real fixer. I don't know. And she might even be a scapegoat. How long could she go to prison for this?
You know, it sounds very intimidating. The maximum sentence she could face is 45 years. But sentencing isn't scheduled until September. And part of the reason for that is there's a whole process of investigation to sort of determine, you know, what is the appropriate sentence. Lawyers that I spoke to say that's highly unlikely. So it'll be much less. But still, I mean, she was found guilty of three charges. And a 45-year sentence, even if it's, you know, just theoretical, is terrifying.
Absolutely. Interesting that the sentencing is in September, which is the same month as the primary. So
as they were attempting to schedule it, it seemed as though it might actually fall within the primary week, but it turns out it will be September 20th. So it will be after the primary, but potentially before the runoff.
Bridget Bergen, WNYC reporter, who was in the courtroom for this trial of two people close to John Liu, a bundler and his campaign manager, which has ended in conviction. They plan to appeal. Bridget, great reporting. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, Kirsten Gries, who didn't look in the mirror for a year. Stay with us.